Genesis chapter 18. Abraham, seated at the door of his tent, received a very special visit from God, accompanied by two angels, as spokesman and witness of the promise. Sarah was not present, but she overheard the conversation from her tent. God asks, "Where is Sarah?" And he adds, "I will surely return, and according to the time of life, she will bear you a son." What a test of faith. They were very old. No doubt they would ask, "How would this be possible?" Then the Lord said to Abraham, "Is there anything too difficult for the Lord? Are you having a time of trial? Trust him, put your faith in him, and wait on him, believing that he will do it, because nothing, absolutely nothing, is impossible for God." The visitors leave, and Abraham accompanies them a part of the way, but in the distance, they can see the city of Gomorrah and the place Lot had chosen. Their sin had been aggravated to the extreme, and they had been enlisted to the just judgment of God. When God reveals to his servant that he was going to destroy that city, Abraham appeals to God's righteousness disposition. When God would destroy the righteous with sinners, God always does what is right. There were not 50 righteous people in Sodom, not 45, not 40, not 20, not 10. Though he will destroy the city, he will rescue the righteous Lot. That too seemed impossible. Dare to trust.